Coming up this Sunday, the big competition. And I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. I'm talking about the United Way Team NFL Playoff Challenge. And the Bills are right in the thick of things. Bills linebacker Arthur Motes is one of the finalists for the United Way Team NFL Playoff Challenge. And the voting ends on Sunday. We've got Arthur Motes live on the line with us. Arthur, how are you? Good to talk to you. It's been a couple of weeks. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, man. I appreciate you having me on. How you been?
We're doing okay, trying to stay warm and looking forward to Sunday, the big game, and the big United Way Team NFL Playoff Challenge, Arthur. Tell us how this works.
Okay, so with the whole United Way Playoff Challenge, every NFL team, all 32 of us, have our United Way Worldwide spokesperson. And when we got to the playoffs, we cut down to the top 12 vote getters as far as getting the amount of people to volunteer at their local United Way. So throughout the whole playoffs, corresponding with the actual NFL playoffs, we cut down each week by, you know, two people, four people, till we get to the final two, which is me and Cliff Averill from the Seattle Seahawks. And the biggest thing is we're just trying to gain as many volunteers to, you know, go out to their local United Ways and volunteer, you know, trying to be mentors and things like that. And the ultimately, whoever wins as far as getting the most votes will receive $10,000 for their local United Way. And as far as, you know, advancing different things for students and just further education. So that's the ultimate goal, ultimately. So I'm definitely excited about it. I mean, it's an honor and privilege to be in the top two. And just the whole community of Buffalo has been great as far as showing their support for the whole cause.
So what you're trying to do and what the United Way is trying to do nationwide is to generate volunteers, right? And what people are doing is going to the United Way website, agreeing to volunteer, and putting it under your name so that counts as a vote on your behalf, right?
Yes, correct. And, yes, and that's the big purpose. And also we have more incentives as well for individuals because, I mean, anyone could just sign up. But what we're trying to do is get people to actually get even more involved and take that next step. So, for example, for some of the incentives that we have here up in Buffalo, the individual who logs the most volunteer hours would definitely he or she will receive, you know, one autographed football from me. Or the individual who has, like, the second most will receive the autographed hat, and then so on and so on. So things like that. So just to also put that extra incentive in there to get people to go the extra mile.
Nationwide, they're trying to get 99,000 United Way volunteers. Think of all the good work those people could do, Arthur, huh?
Oh, man, it could be huge. And the thing is this, anytime you get everybody in the community and just in this nation, you know, getting everybody working together for the same cause, the results are going to be great. And you never know which child, you know, you're going to impact and change the course of their life for, you know, the greater good for honestly, for America. I mean, you just never know. The results could be, you know, just great. So the fact that we're having this opportunity to touch so many lives, I mean, it's a great experience.
So it's in the finals now. It's down to you against Cliff Averill of the Seattle Seahawks. And whoever gets more volunteers down the stretch here, that means a $10,000 grant to the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County. That's a pretty good incentive.
Yes,
that's a pretty good incentive for Western New Yorkers to get involved here, right?
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, if you think about what $10,000 could do as far as, you know, improving academics in this area and just getting more children motivated about learning and wanting to be successful in life, I mean, just the overall, you know, makeup of the community would definitely take a step forward and ultimately help build that ground for the future. So that way it won't just be this year where, you know, students are doing better in school. It'll be the next year and the year after that because they'll be enthused about it and they'll make everybody just better in this community.
Yeah. All right. So if folks want to participate and we're in the home stretch here, the voting is open until noon on Sunday. All you have to do is go to unitedway.org/team-NFL and look for Arthur Motes' page right there. Again, unitedway.org/team-NFL, and your page is right there. You click on there. It's a vote for Arthur Motes, and who knows, maybe you win the whole thing. That'd be a nice little consolation prize for not being in the playoffs, actually, Arthur, wouldn't it?
Oh, it definitely would, man. You know, just the fact that I've made it this far is definitely a good feeling. So any type of, you know, championship winning on any level would be a good start for us. And I feel like, you know, we definitely are in a position to accomplish this. And I feel like it'll not only be good for, you know, the team as far as the Buffalo Bills, but just the community of Buffalo to see that, hey, when we put our hearts together and we join a cause, we can be successful and beat anybody in the world.
Arthur Motes is our guest as he gets involved in this United Way Team NFL Playoff Challenge. As you may know, Arthur is the Bills Walter Payton Man of the Year recipient. And you've been involved with the United Way for a couple of years now. You were an intern with the United Way about 2 years ago, right, Arthur?
Yes, I was. I did an internship with them to fulfill my undergraduate requirements so I could receive my degree. So that was my first introduction to them. And then just from there, just, you know, top of my eyes open to how much work they're able to do and how many lives they're able to touch just across the board. I mean, it's not just, you know, the children. You also touch, you know, older people. You also touch, you know, people dealing with as far as, like, health and wellness. So just to see so many different areas where you can have things in common with people, I mean, I feel like the United Way is a great venue and a great window as far as, you know, being able to just reach so many people like that.
It's pretty amazing that you're in the finals in this, Arthur. And let's face it, you know, the Bills aren't in the playoffs. They're really not a high-profile NFL team right now. And what does it say about the support that you guys get and the volunteerism of Western New Yorkers that you find yourself in the finals up against Cliff Avril this week?
Man, I just feel like it's a huge, you know, shout-out and just, you know, tip of the hat to the people in this community. It shows that they're really supportive of this team and of this community. And no matter, you know, how the season looks, I mean, I know I've said this numerous times from my rookie year, no matter how we're doing football-wise, whether it's good or bad, we always have the support of the community. I mean, if you look in the stands, they're always there, you know, just cheering their hearts out, having a blast. And when you see people in the community at different stores and stuff like that, they're always saying positive things. So just to see them not only say that, but just continue to show that, do something just like this, I mean, it definitely says a lot about the community. And it makes you, you know, really appreciate it.
It is John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. We're live on the line with Bills linebacker Arthur Motes talking about the United Way Team NFL Playoff Challenge. More on that in a minute. But, Arthur, big shakeup on the Buffalo defense just this week. Your thoughts, first of all, on Mike Pettine's departure. What did you think?
Well, I mean, it was one of those things. We definitely knew he had the potential to be a head coach. I mean, I know from the first day he came into the building and just going through, you know, a full season under his, you know, leadership and stuff like that, and just seeing his general knowledge, just not only for defense but for the game and all aspects of it. I mean, it was definitely one of those things where we were selfishly hoping that the opportunity wouldn't arise this year, maybe next year. But, I mean, you can't hold people back. So the fact that the opportunity arose for him and he was able to get it, I'm definitely happy for him. And I wish him all the success, except when he plays us next year. So yeah. From that aspect of it, you know, I won't be changing my opinion.
Yeah, and Doug Marrone told us and Doug Whaley told us last week they had a plan in place. And lo and behold, just a couple of days after Pettine left, they get Jim Schwartz in here to be defensive coordinator. What do you think of that hire, Arthur?
Oh, man, I'm definitely excited about him. I mean, if you look at the success he had at Tennessee, you know, he definitely led a lot of great defenses down there with Keith Bullock, especially one of the linebackers that was standing out down there. You think about Javon Kersey. You just look at that roster and how they had those players and look at the similarities that we have up here in Buffalo currently. I mean, you definitely get excited about it. And then you see the success that he had at Detroit as well, leading those guys to the playoffs and showing that he can run the show as a head coach. I mean, all those things you kind of think about and you're just, you know, like, okay, I feel like this is a really good hire. And especially for how late in the game it was. It wasn't like we hired him, you know, the first week outside of the season ending. This was late in the whole process. So the fact that somebody as good as him and as credible as him was still on the market, it definitely was a good thing.
You still got to hire at least one linebacker coach, Arthur. Do players follow along? I mean, do you kind of wait and see who this is going to be? Do you have guys in mind that you hope they'd talk to? How do players handle that when their coaching changes?
Actually, I mean, when it comes to as far as like position coaches, for us, it's hard for us to really follow as far as who's out there, who's, you know, interested in this and that. It's kind of a wait-and-see approach for us. You can hear more about defensive coordinators because they get more of the publicity and more of the press when it comes to that aspect of it. But with assistant coaches, it's kind of a wait-and-see process. But either way, you know, once they get here, I'm pretty sure they're going to be all on board for winning, and that's exactly what we want.
Speaking of wait-and-see, Arthur, you go into, you know, a couple of weeks away from free agency. Have you thought about I assume you want to return to Buffalo. Is that where your mind is set right now anyway?
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. I mean, with Buffalo, they're the team that drafted me, so I definitely, you know, hold that loyalty towards them. But at the same time, I understand it is a business. So from that aspect of it, you kind of have to be open-minded. But ultimately, I mean, I would love to stay here, and we'll see what happens through this whole process.
Well, we'll see what happens this weekend with the United Way Playoff Challenge. What do you want to tell people as far as putting you over the top and winning this thing, Arthur? What do you want to say to those Bills fans who may not have participated yet?
Well, I put it like this. Let's show everybody, especially those in Seattle who think that they have the best fans. Everyone talks about the 12th man. Bump that. Bills Mafia. Buffalo has the best fans, hands down. So let's go ahead and show them head-to-head that we do have that. And not only do we have the best fans as far as games, we have the best fans as far as what they do in the community as far as improving everybody as well. So from that aspect of it, that's why I feel like if you haven't voted yet, you should definitely get on board and we go ahead and send a message to the league.
All right. Well, Arthur, we want to let people know they can go to unitedway.org/teamNFL and look for your page, Arthur Moat's page there. There's no monetary commitment involved. It is a volunteer commitment. You can, if the Bills win it, if Arthur Moat's wins it, it's a $10,000 grant to the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County and nationwide. They are aiming for 99,000 United Way volunteers through this program. Arthur, good luck with this. Noon Sunday, you'll know if you win or you win this thing, right?
Definitely. And I'll definitely let you know.
Thanks, Arthur.
I appreciate you again, man. Go Bills.